Welcome, viewers. I'm Lisa Lupo, the Director of Communications for the Etchison Group, TAG. I am here today on TAG Talks videos with TAG Senior Advisor for Food Safety, Rich Simmons, to discuss current initiatives of the Global Food Safety Initiative, GFSI, and its certification programs, SQF, BRC, and FSSC 22000. Good afternoon, Rich.
Hi, glad to be here.
Glad to have you. So these certifications have been the leading standards for food on the global platform for many years, but they are regularly updated to stay on pace with the changing times. So most recently were concessions for the COVID-19 pandemic. So Rich, what can you tell our audience about that and other key aspects of initiating or building out their GFSI programs?
Okay, first of all, the standards themselves have been set up to get past the pandemic period with some extensions to certificates as well as remote auditing. Now, these are still in place and we expect them to be in place for a period of time. There's been no indication when they would start to lapse. I do expect that split audits where part of it can be remote and part of it can be on site will continue after the pandemic is cleared.
Okay. What else should companies know about building out their GFSI programs with or without these concessions?
Okay, sure. If you're a company that is just starting down this road and you have some basic food safety, there's a lot of procedures and that need to be put together. There's a lot of requirements. The average number of requirements per standard is between 200 and 300. And so those all have to be matched and developed and put into procedures so that they can be, you have a following of policies and work instructions to enable you to meet that standard. And then you have to be able to capture it with forms that become records when you fill them out. And that is what the auditor is going to want to see when they come to your facility. What TAG can do to help this process, so we can help in a number of different ways. One is we can help develop the procedures and forms and to customize them to the company's needs, as well as we can perform different levels of support in areas such as reassessment of food safety plans, internal auditing, or any other support of programs, smaller projects such as recall simulations and traceability review, those types of things we can do as part of our support for industry.
What other ways can they kind of strengthen their programs if they already have them built?
Well, we can do reviews of existing procedures and forms and programs. We can do virtual tours of facilities to give some ideas of how better to comply to the standards.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else that you feel our audience should know about SQF or BRC or FSSC?
Well, they're tough standards. There's a lot of things to go through. It's always better to have someone you can turn to run things by. There's a lot of interpretation out there, and we feel we have a very good solid base of what the strict interpretation should be, and we can help in that regard. Internal auditing is a very important tool. It's not a small task, and we can do a very thorough internal audit of the facility and come up with a number of different things where improvements can be made, and that will help strengthen your program.
All right. Well, thank you, Rich. We hope that our audience has been able to derive some knowledge from this short Q&A session. And if you do have other questions, definitely give TAG a call, and Rich or one of our other subject matter experts will certainly help you out. Thank you. And thank you, Rich.
Thank you.